You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Democrat Mark Schauer's campaign for governor is announcing the selection of a running mate at events around the state today. The Gongwer News Service and other media outlets have reported that Oakland County Clerk Lisa Brown is the Schauer campaign's choice to run for lieutenant governor. Zach Gorchow is the editor of the Gongwer News Service. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
So if we're looking at this strictly through the lens of the Mark Schauer campaign for governor, why does Lisa Brown make sense as a running mate?
I mean, basically, it comes down to Oakland County, that Lisa Brown is somebody who has run and won tough elections in what is the most important county in the state when you're talking about a contested statewide election. Republicans cannot win a statewide election in Michigan without winning by a good margin Oakland County. So I think that's part of the thinking there. You also have Lisa Brown being a woman that contrasts with the Republican ticket of Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly. So the Democrats are hoping to bring about some contrast there. Lisa Brown's also a very strong political fundraiser. It's no secret that Mark Schauer needs to raise a lot of money, and Lisa Brown could be some assistance there. And it also puts the abortion issue a little more front and center in the race. Mark Schauer is a supporter of abortion rights. Lisa Brown is a very strong supporter of abortion rights and something of a hero in the movement for what happened while she was a member of the state house when she was not allowed to speak to bills on the floor the day after a very intense debate on the issue. It became something of a mini celebrity nationally for what happened. So I think you add all those things up, and was pretty much the clear choice among the few names that were being circulated.
But there was one Democratic consultant quoted in the Gongwer story, which ran this morning, suggesting that another type of candidate may have helped the ticket more. What are some other things the Schauer campaign could have considered?
Well, the other things that could have been considered, you know, somebody who would really excite urban areas in the state, maybe someone who's African-American. Obviously, Democrats in a non-presidential year, the concern always is getting their voters to turn out, and do you find somebody from one of the major cities who maybe would help that happen? That was one theory. Another theory is, you know, do you try to get somebody who's a bit of an atypical Democrat, maybe somebody who's really strong on hunting issues, or maybe a touch more conservative that might have some appeal on agricultural issues outstate? Those are not Lisa Brown's strengths per se, but personally, I do feel like that if you looked at the names that were out there, she was probably going to be, you know, the best choice. You know, there's going to be no perfect candidate out there. You have to make a choice, and I think if you look at it, it was probably pretty sensible to go with Lisa Brown.
Now, we should note here that Mark Schauer will not be officially the Democratic nominee for governor until sometime in August, assuming he doesn't have a challenge in the primary.
Right.
And the lieutenant governor nominees for both parties don't get selected until the party conventions, which are held in August. So why does the Schauer campaign think it's a good idea to announce this now, 4 months before any of that's going to happen?
I mean, I think, you know, they could use some help. You know, Lisa Brown is somebody who gets Democrats excited, and if you get a running mate selected now, that's somebody who can help you. You know, can go around the state, and you can kind of divide and conquer. You know, she can get you some attention right now. You know, right now the governor's race, outside of the television advertising, really hasn't captured the public's attention yet. This gives you a chance to make some news and hopefully get a partner who can help you, especially again in that fundraising aspect. You know, they need money now. If Lisa Brown can go out and tap her fundraising connections to get the campaign some money, you might as well do it now and not wait until August. The one surprise I think people had was that this broke literally simultaneously as President Barack Obama was getting ready to speak in Ann Arbor yesterday. So I don't know that they're going to get the same punch that they could have in the news cycle had they waited a day, 2 days, or until early next week to announce this. It's the specific timing, I think, is pretty curious.
Yeah, about 30 seconds left here, Zach. Any idea why they felt it was necessary to do this today as opposed to, say, next week or even in early May, something like that?
You got me, Gordon. I don't know. I a lot of Democrats I talked to yesterday, they understood the early nature of it. Some of them thought, hey, why not even name her sooner just to get, you know, to get that the benefits up and running more quickly. But I don't think they intended for the news to break as the president was speaking, but they were circulating it, and it started to broaden the circle of people in the know. And once that happens, the word is going to get out.
Zach, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Zach Gorchow is the editor of the Gongwer News Service. Again, Democrat Mark Schauer's campaign for governor announcing the selection of a running mate today. It will reportedly be Oakland County Clerk Lisa Brown. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.